Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Make it rain, man. Dustin Hoffman.
AC, TM, Hyman Radio Live, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Wishing I was in Vegas at the iHeart Music Festival, but it's all right because I'm tuning in live online. Hey, log on right now, www.iHeartRadio.com/Vegas, baby, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Hey, I am good inside the cipher, baby.
Yes. We got some new music tonight. Yes, yes, yes. The music that I promised you guys last week that I could not upload to save my life. But it's there now. That was great.
Inside
I like that.
Joe's. Cypher, we got that new music. Hey, let me say this. I'm so pissed off right now, but it's okay because everything happens for a reason. Our people are sitting third row right now at the iHeart Music Festival. Third row, iHeart Music Festival. And what I understand that I had a ticket. And I'm not even able to use it. On the third row. But it's okay. Everything happened. Hey, I'm supposed to be getting this. I'm supposed to be getting this lesson. I don't know what the damn lesson is. But I'm trying to understand it. Hey, Domea and Toya will not be coming to us from their respective cities tonight because they're coming to they are live in Vegas tonight. Won't be broadcasting with us, but they are live in Vegas getting ready. Actually, the show started about 7 minutes ago. The Oso Major concert. I think Jay-Z's on tonight. Alicia Keys is on tonight. I think B.O.B. is on tonight. It's just massive out there in Vegas. Big up to all those folks out there holding it down.
Yeah.
I'm a little sick right now.
I'm not used to this,
CeeLo. I'm not used to this.
Yes, I know, Mr. VIP. But, you know.
Hey. It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Well, to be here with me, rocking the Friday night
lights. No doubt. So let's do it. Hey, I see Jason Jet Plane, Lovebird. What's that? Talk about it.
Love Boulevard.
Love, it looked like Love Bird, but that is Love Boulevard, okay.
Yes, that's Love Boulevard, and that's the song actually that I brought to you guys on Wednesday night. That's that mid to sad on the Love Boulevard. The song you said was like interesting and different. Yes,
okay,
but
so
I like
there was another one as good as it gets. So he had another one as good as it gets. What's that about?
That's a slow song. It's more about it's a love song, really, is what it is.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hear a love song right now. What's the new music? Let's talk about the new music.
Okay, so I'm bringing to you tonight Lights Out, which I like him as an artist, and he does great production work as well and engineer work. But I want you guys to check this song out called Stupid Pimpin'. So it's far from a love song, and just let me know how you feel about it. Hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And
stupid pimping, right here.
It's your boy TV, man.
King Dave, but they be taking me. pimp, mega money, stupid rich. Nah, I don't do no stupid shit. Polo on, collar pop, rock star, rap star, James Bond, I'm King Pimp, Sauce Daddy, long caddy, money, baby, people call me pimp. I be eating shrimp and cushion with my kinfolk, riding black rims, bro. You don't know my hoe, bro. Probably never meet her. I call her Aquafina. She be wetter than the river.
On the radio live, stupid pimping lights out.
Yeah, you know.
Different.
How'd you like that?
Different. I like to know what our homie all the way live from Washington D.C. thinks about lights out. That joint right there is called stupid pimping. What you think, Coop?
I wasn't really feeling it, but I wasn't paying attention either. That's why I said I wasn't feeling it.
Well, you weren't paying attention because you weren't feeling it.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, one thing about it, folks, it's all the way real on this program. If you just tuned into the show, you are tuned to it's the Cypher this Friday evening, and you're missing some voices, Domare and LaToya. I'm hating on them right now because they're holding on to my ticket to the iHeart Music Festival. They're sitting on the third row out there right now. And if you want to tune in and see what's cracking out there in Vegas, log on www.iHeartRadio.com/Vegas. I am watching live as we speak. It's 21 minutes left to the actual program, actually 20 minutes now. It's a countdown. So, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so how about this? You didn't like that. Listen to this one. Look. I'm going to make y'all like
it. Here we go. Lights out. Here's another one.
Yeah.
on the camera, just a dope picture. Gave me the ball, with it, this is a go with it. Don't hate me, it's obvious that the flow did it. A young chef, a super pimp, and your hoe did it. I'm cool as a fan in the summertime, with a bad breezy on my arm by the poolside. I'm on my shit like I'm sitting on the towel. Dime a year, pouch full of joints, never falling. Big flame, hit the plane, make it life change. Always with the right shoe, with the right frame. Super sauce, it was just a bright sprinkler. This game wasn't smooth, so I ironed out the cream. Now they pushing that they number to McCall. All beat them to the punch, Mike Tyson. Ball raw, I won't pass it, so they calling me a ball hoe. Only way they see me if they log on sauce.
This my life, baby. I'm gonna play this thing here out to the credits roll. Oh, I love the road I'm walking on. Say bye to my soul. Now I'm on grind mode.
Fresh in my three stripes, super OG, cutting through the street like, yeah, I'm so emotionless. I guess it's how I'm supposed to be. Slick slime, blowing pine down 59. The brick ruler on my time, seeing Jerry Line. Warm so far, big top Pantone in the spare tie. Cush in a chicken box flying down plaza. Money run rich in my blood plasma. My pockets roll like a broke wrist. 100 horses on my short polo man, bitch. Blowing unk on a yacht with my family. Me and Steph eating chicken wings and scampi. Flying planes on Norman like I'm Air Tran. I'm a mega pimp, and you a simp fam. Plus I got the bubble coupe with the rings on it. And that bitch fly like it's wings on it.
This my life, baby. And I'm gonna play this thing here out to the credits roll. Oh, the road I'm walking on. Say bye to my soul.
How you like them apples?
E-T-M, Hammond Radio Live. CeeLo is trying to make us like this artist. His name is Light Out. And if she's going to make that happen tonight, she's going to have to come a little harder than what she's coming. Coop, that's just my opinion, brother.
Okay, I'm going to give you mine. I mean, CeeLo's trying to do her A&R thing right now. But I understand that. But I kind of like the laid-back melody of the whole song. They kind of had like a field mob feel to it right there. But it seemed like it was something missing. I don't know. It seemed like it was something missing. But it was one of those songs where I was like, is it the hook and the beat that did it, or is the rapper that did it?
You needed a lady on it, really.
Okay.
It was the track. The track made it happen. The lyricist did not. The track was hotter than the artist. Yes,
okay.
Like a cypher. I'm sorry. On a Friday night, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is. You want to try it again? Three strikes.
One more time.
Out of there.
One more time. All right. Now this one is called
Lights Out. Everybody. It's 10:20. And
it had to be the tiebreaker.
What CeeLo does, Lights Out.
Yeah.
Good choice, CeeLo.
It's on.
I got my top lip, baby. Hood in the coupe, nigga, how you love that? My AC3 low color like Alaska. My girl say, don't go faster. Like Alaska, waffling the bubble, blowing on that purple. Pimp on the pimp, who the unit
clown. Shine bright, Steve, wanted to see me. Folks wanna be me, cause I'm all on the TV. Got too much money, bring me more rubber bands. Got my fans going insane, Polo is a man. Hit the mall, buy whatever I want. Do whatever I want, you can smell the strong. As long as my jeopardy long, 20 mil or more, I live a life of a dawn. And I keep a bad chicken on my arm. They be clucking for the paper, guess they get it from their mom. But the pimp get this from his mom. Better save all that paper if you wanna get it on.
CM Hyman Radio Live, where we play new music first, and we told you we might play it once and you never hear it again. That is what may be cracking tonight. Hit us up, let us know what you think. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's Lights Out. We've heard three of them. That joint sounded like he was off beat.
You got to hear, maybe if you hear it on your, I'll send it to you. Because I like the CD. The entire CD was a great driving CD. And I rock it in the house. And
I think the music is good. I think the track.
Oh, yeah.
I think the track makes the music. Hold on.
I am not trying to make you like them lyrically. That's not even what I like.
Okay, well, I think a song is not
right.
Just the beat. The song is about a lyricist and the music.
Now,
but
let's say that, I mean, Soulja Boy is famous.
I don't like Soulja Boy. Get out of here. We don't play Soulja Boy here.
Hell no, and we never will. But that's not the point. The point is that his tracks make his song, his delivery along with the track. I mean,
how far does he think he's going riding the track with no talent?
But see, that's part of the problem with hip hop today. It's a lyric in a song right now today that says your hook did it, your beat did it, your lyrics didn't, and that's the problem with hip hop today.
You're absolutely right.
Because
and so I totally
and
agree. The music was on point.
I kind of like Dude's voice. I kind of like his voice. Because on that last one, I have to say the beat to me was kind of too busy. It seemed like the beat had too much going on there. And it kind of like parts of the beat.
That's why it sounded like he was off beat, because the track was too busy. He wasn't flowing with the track at all.
Yeah, because he had lyrics.
You got to listen to it again. I'm telling you. We don't got to listen to it again on air. But you got to listen to it again.
Not here. We're not going to listen here.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Hey, CeeLo, remember I told you about when we were talking about the Mr. Nice watch song? And I like J. Cole. I like J. Cole for a long time. But that was a great example of somebody that wrote their lyrics for their song and then took the beat and just laid the lyrics down. I know a lot of rappers write their lyrics first, but you got to match your beat up with your lyrics.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that.
You can tell. You can tell sometimes when a track was not built for your lyrics.
The lyrics, yeah. You hear that all the time. I mean, that's what most of the music that plays on the regular radio is.
Yeah, see, but listen, though. The difference between you hearing that all the time and what's played on the radio is the fact that the lyricist has at least tried to match the freaking track.
Sometimes. Yeah, you're right. We're not going to argue about it. Okay, so...
No, I don't think it's constructive criticism. And unfortunately, if this artist is listening, we're sorry. But this is B-Roll Radio.
All right. Fine.
Keep submitting and CeeLo will keep promoting. 917-889-3926. You are inside the cypher. And I know this is like, we don't normally go this hard. But I'm pissed off because I'm not at damn AHA Music Festival. So I really don't care. If you want to call in and comment, hit us up. 917-889-3926. It's me, Coop CeeLo. We hanging out inside the cypher tonight. This is LD Ransom inside the cypher. It's 1028. We'll be right back. LD. Now, and I like this joint right here. You will too.
hey, Face, you know what they say? The third time's the charm, you know what I mean? So we got him. All right. And I'm feeling pretty loose tonight, you know what I mean? So I'ma get him, just for y'all. Tonight it's going down, don't you dare forget it. Cooking in the kitchen and then make sure you bring your mittens. Me and Face got them, good sir, rock them. More money, more problems, but my plan is to solve them. Watch me when I step in, gotta keep them guessing. Yeah, I learned my lesson, the single life's a blessing. If Shotty wanna holler, we can get a quick session. But I'm still new to this, like a high school freshman. Working things out, get a boy getting buff. And she said she'll make me feel good without the green stuff. Guess what, I'm real. And it's chrome over steel. And I'm talking about that 24-inch round wheels. What you know about it? Little John shouted. Living on the haze, now my vision clouded. What's gotten into her? Now she acting all rowdy. Say I so proudly. Oh, tell me what you like. And if you think it's me, you ain't gotta think twice. L, this will be the king. So I stand before my knights. And I know I am the bomb. With the 4th of July.
Y'all know the voice, man. It's Mr. Two-Face, baby. Let's go. I see you, LD. Oh, yeah. Let me breathe on this track a little bit. Is it the jeans or the sneakers? The hoes or the keepers? My fresh new fitted or the flow through the tweeters? I flow through your speakers. Whoa, the Senorita. Party hard in Miami. Turn faithful girls to creepers. I'm loading up the shooter. Holding up the Ruger. Aiming at your face. Double tap. Throw your boobs up. Stack, get my loot up. Get back. It's a shoot up. Words on the street. Face back. Turn the news up. Favors y'all done used up. I told you turn the news up. Don't ask me for nothing. Now the niggas cry the blues up. I'm back on my business. All black bishop. Contract killer. Spitter leaving no witness. Cone and I'm running in the zone and I'm coming and I'm never going back cause I'm climbing up forever. Got my mind on this money cause this money is my mission. Don't be standing in my lane when I'm driving and I'm shifting. Just getting started, I'm just playing, y'all slipping. I got the youngin' on the track, better listen. We flow summer on the track, so sickening. Two flash face, baby, L just a rip this, gone.
Yeah, if you're going to call yourself a hip-hop artist, you at least have to sound like one. Lyrics are essential to hip-hop music. The track is great, but your lyrics, what are you saying? Your voice inflection, are you writing the track? Come on, I shouldn't have to help you. Help
what
us.
What was LD talking about? What was LD talking about? Oh, hip hop master.
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to sit and tell you that I'm writing his lyrics down, but I'll tell you, regardless of what he was saying, he was riding his damn track.
I know, that's right. I'm just
But you know something? Speaking about that, I think that a lot of rappers need to sit back, listen to some of their own songs, and see if somebody was to sit them down and say, hey, explain to me what your song is about. Can they do it? And I think a lot of them probably can't. Yeah.
You know what, though? Guess what?
Chicken butt.
He's a good artist, and Nas is a good artist.
Absolutely.
I don't know. There's not a lot of up-and-coming that really... this is a guy named, the one who did Novocaine. He's all right. Even the young man of... why is my mind going blank now? Trying to defend these people.
Because you old as hell.
That's what I was going to say.
Did you say he's old as hell? Okay,
you
old
as hell.
Jeez. What are you going to say to me on my birthday? My birthday is like a month away. Oh, God.
You old as hell?
Yeah, right? You know what? I'm not talking to you guys anymore. How about that? That's going to be... you know what? Guess what? It didn't even do
okay.
it. Wait, I was trying to be funny. Wait, now.
I'm living underneath a telescope. Ciroc and my margarita in Mexico. Got a model with me that I seen on World Star. Introduced her to the world of La Perla. I'm talking S&M, but got her screaming A to Z. Talking the type of cheese she used to think was make believe. I used to fuck them, then I made them leave. Leaving things, I had a bucket full of Maybelline. I had a bucket in my favorite green. Opened up the budget, now it's only major things. Most things. Run your half a ticket. Bugatti boy, a cop won't even write the ticket. I got a few crips that wanna come and kick it. Catch blue balls if one of your niggas bitches. I know the feeling, gotta realign your will to life. Or better yet, maybe you should write your will or not. Yeah. I'm paid in full, lining up all my niggas, bout to pull some major moves. Consolidate the game and suffocate the others. Keep it real with your niggas and multiply the numbers. Go to trial and never take the stand. Every bitch was born to break a man. I take you deeper than the mother dudes. I see my niggas scramble chickens by the twos. He talking like a hoe, I'm valeting the bin. She acting like a bitch while I'm taking the friend. Ran out of ones, now I'm throwing what I got. I took her home, time to show her what I got. I took her tongue and took it to another notch. I'm getting fun, time to get another watch. I'm having fun, fucking let my brother watch. I got 30 cars and headed to another lot. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass.
WHAC to your TM Hyman Radio Live. Ricky Ross, Ricky Rose, is off that Ashes to Ashes CD.
Yeah.
Thanks for rocking with us inside the cypher. Man, if I can't be in Vegas, I think I might jet down to Miami to see what's cracking.
Who's opening Candy Wrappers?
That would be cool.
Oh, nobody opening. Nobody's opening Candy Wrappers. Somebody getting Burger King.
That would be
super. Oh, my God. It's like
we're going to help him out a little bit. We're going to let the brother eat his food. Inside the cypher, again, 917-889-3926. Hit us up, folks. We are riding solo. It's just myself and CeeLo along with Coop out of Washington, D.C. In the news. It's all about the Republicans this week. The Republicans did a showdown, and I think they have a showdown coming up in Orlando. They're just really trotting all around the state of Florida right now. Florida must be a big deal for this upcoming election in about 14 months or so.
Wow.
Hey,
yeah.
Did y'all see the debate the other night where they had the gay soldier come on, because, you know, they now it's no more don't ask, don't tell. You can't be persecuted for whatever, you know, whatever you choose to do in your personal life.
Right.
Well, they had this guy on. He was in Afghanistan. He said that as of last night, I can be, you know, the way I choose to be. And the crowd booed him. Yeah, the crowd booed him. And it's like they booed him. And it's not the first time something like that happened, because when they brought up the death penalty about how many people have been sentenced to death in Texas, the crowd cheered. When they were asking Rick Perry about has he ever felt uncomfortable having to think about whether he should pardon someone and everything, and he said never.
Oh,
and the
wow.
crowd cheered. They were like, yay.
Yeah. But they didn't clap
wow.
for the gay guy. Well,
yeah,
no.
but it's showing what the Republican Party is. When Ron Paul was talking about, they asked him about people not having health care and being sick. And Ron Paul and his son, Rand Paul, are both doctors. The crowd, once somebody in the crowd shouted out, let them die.
Oh, God.
But it shows what the Republican Party is.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So let me actually stress before we, you know, go off on a different path here regarding this. Ron Paul actually said that he believes that it should be every man for himself in this country. Ron Paul said that, you know, when it came to health care and when the person yelled out, let him die, it was Ron Paul's perspective that each individual living in a free country like America has the ability to create their own way. And each individual should be responsible for their own way, paying their own bills. That was Ron Paul's perspective. Am I left field with that, Coop?
Yeah, yeah. That was his perspective. I mean, I don't agree with it, but that was his perspective.
Well, I was a little shocked. I expected a little more of a diplomatic response from him. I at least expected a middle of the road response. But he clearly was aligned with the people who were cheering, you know, to let people die who can't afford to pay for health care.
Right, and you know what though. That was gross. Okay. But look, let me say this. That, I know, right? That was the end. Oh, gosh. I'm human. Whatever. What I found, though, is that this president that we have right now, Barack Obama, he has opened the floodgates for honesty. And if people are saying that, okay, as long as you're honest, well, no, I'll say, let me go back. George Bush. Open the floodgates for just be honest. It doesn't matter because as long as you're the president, you can pretty much do what you want to do. And the thing is, people are being more honest about who they are as people instead of putting on this facade of, yeah, I'm on your side until you let me get in. A lot of them are just letting them know off the gate. I don't believe in anything that you're saying, but if you're going to vote for me, go ahead and vote. I'm not going to decline your vote. They just want votes right now. So every town they go to, it's only going to be a few key points to stay the same across the board. other than that, they're gonna hit hard wherever the people of that town or what have you are going for. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they're pretty much doing the win in Rome. So if they're around people who are all for the death penalty, then that's what they're going to give their points on. They're not going to talk about being against it. If they're in a place where people are yearning for Medicare and Medicaid and health insurance and so forth, then that's the speech that they're going to give. I mean, it's politics, it's media, it's the public, what's the word? It's an R. Wait a minute. Somebody give it to me. Repertoire.
Reality?
The repertoire of wherever they're going. You know, it's like wherever they are is how they're going to speak.
Yeah.
And the
thing is,
it's just across the board. That's just the way it is, period.
I remember after the 08 election.
Go ahead, Ben.
I remember after the election, I remember hearing this one, she called him like the talking head or commentator, saying that that the Republican Party has a choice what to do after Obama gets elected. They can either come over further and be more of a reasonable party and over to the center more, or they can move further to the right. And that's what the Republican Party has basically chosen. They have chosen that they are going to be they're going to move further to the right, and they're going to be very extreme. And like CeeLo said, they're basically a lot of the stuff they're saying is what's been underneath, but they're saying it out loud now.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, just think about it. What is that governor in charge of, to my mind and not my heart, but that the representative that, you know, he was caught. The guy from New York. You know, he's gay, but, no, he might not be from New York. Okay, let me clear this up. He was gay, but then he refused to step down.
New Jersey, that's who it was.
But then he was like, well, I'm not going to step down. And then they forced him to step down.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing
I remember
is,
the one you're talking about.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was, but the funny thing about it, it was an influx of senators and so forth that have been caught, quote unquote, in the closet or in the bathroom stall, you know, but when they were, you know, going around asking for people's votes, none of them said,
hey CeeLo,
men, vote for me. No.
CeeLo.
What?
What were they doing in the closet and in the bathroom?
Oh, they were having Remember, like that one senator. Oh, he kicked him. Remember the one senator? He was in the bathroom. I think it was at the airport or something like that. And he tapped his foot under the door stall, and it happened to be an undercover police officer. That happened.
Yeah,
because
it's some kind of thing that goes on where people meet in the bathroom and they kick each other's feet, and it's like let's hook up or a prostitute thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is,
the bathroom,
that's how
in the bathroom. That's the nastiest place you want to. Somebody sitting on a toilet and you want to kick their feet, get out of here.
Yes, okay? And then and then you have the ones that were caught, you know, from writing letters to their lover or what have you, or just all of a sudden firing their lover when they get a negative response from them or what have you, and then it all comes out that they were lovers in the first place. I mean, the thing is that they've been gay for years. But everyone wants to play that American dream deal where, you know, it's the man and the woman, the white picket fence, the 2.5 children, which usually equals a dog. I mean, it's, you know, it's people are sick of being in these facades. Just like domestic violence survivors, they're coming out by in droves right now. And all because of the, what is her name from the housewife? She, you know, after her husband kills himself, then she says, oh, I was being beat. Now she's having interviews with women who've been beaten. I'm like, this stuff has been going on for years. Don't glorify it now. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Spot out.
It's 10:45, everybody. It's 10:45. That rant she just went on. We'll be right back. Good gosh.
Yeah.
10:45.
Hey, I'm a lesbian.
Oh my God. You are the L-O-S.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up? Sherry, Kia, this for you. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, 'cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied 'cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry kiss won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone when you tell me about your date. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad we ain't finished, we ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Then fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. And hear that purple roar that drove in, then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call, 'cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head, and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn
heard Coop singing that in the background.
Yes.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, Coop was groovy.
Y'all not going to do me like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, groove it to this joint. Hey, 10 minutes left of the show. Hey, we've been straight tripping out with CeeLo tonight. Hey, but real talk, thanks for rocking, everybody. We have a good time on this program. Strictly entertainment, empowerment, information, but this is really just about providing a platform for Real Talk. This is definitely Real Talk Radio. Join us back Sunday at our new time, 9 p.m. We moved from 7, and we are no longer on for 2 hours on Sunday. We're only on for an hour, just to kick it with you for a little bit, chop it up with a little bit of empowerment. Sunday, 9 p.m., check us back. And then again on Monday, 10 p.m. 9 on Sunday, 10 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, Coop, we appreciate you too, bro.
Man, I appreciate you.
You're consistent,
bro. You can't appreciate us more than we appreciate you. No, I'm just playing. How you gonna try to out appreciate us?
I appreciate y'all 10 times affinity.
Oh God.
Hey, right now the Black Eyed Peas are performing "Don't Stop the Party." The crowd is massive. I'm trying to see if I see our friends out here, and the crowd is live right now. It's like 14,000 people live right now. Actually, it's going up. It just counted up to 15,100 people watching the show live. Not to mention, you know, the folks who are actually there in the MGM Grand right now, checking out the live show. Again, Black Eyed Peas performing. iHeart Music Festival going on all weekend. Jay-Z performing tonight, Alicia Keys performing tonight. Hey, tune in and check it out. Log on to iHeartRadio.com/Vegas, baby. See what's cracking out there. Again, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, CeeLo, appreciate you.
No problem. I appreciate you, sir. Yes, I got one more lights out joint for y'all though.
damn!
Oh, come
didn't
on!
Didn't he get his
free shot?
Hey.
We'll be right back. See if I'm already alive.
Hey, this is Kane to me.
Hey.
Cool.
I'm flying outside right now.
Hey.
Hey.
Y'all vibe with me.
After the show, me and you're going to have an intervention because I know you better than that.
he's not playing. At first I thought it was a joke, but she clearly she's turned a deaf ear to to something. I'm trying to figure it out.
And look, and I respect CeeLo's ear, but he had like four lyrics the whole song, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, again, it's not about the lyrics. The song was about, I can tell you what the song was about.
He's promoting producers. He's promoting producers. He's promoting the music that producers create. He's just simply, you know, using his sound as a coat rack for producers who produce great music.
Well, you know what you should do? You should contact him and get him to send nothing but instrumentals in. No lyrics. Straight instrumentals. Because Soulja Boy makes his own stuff. He should stop rapping and just make beats for other rappers.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you take it too far.
What I will say is, all honesty, I said what I meant, and I meant what I said, right? But what I want to say to balance it out is they were creative. But I don't think he's working with anyone that's helping him to massage the creativity. See, I mean, creativity can be hot and cold. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like from one extreme to the other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't all mesh well.
I saw a guy one time make a piece of art out of some dog doo doo, but I wouldn't buy it.
Oh my gosh, you did not.
I was just saying, it was creative.
I'm about to quit you for like 2 seconds. Okay, because that's
just,
not.
Hey, you know some all rappers, if y'all know rappers and listen to them, you know, if you're working with them, tell them they all should work on their storytelling ability. And, I mean, this is all serious. It's not joking. All rappers should work on their storytelling. Because rappers, they can't tell stories.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I don't entertain a lot of BS when it comes to music. I take it very seriously. And so I'm really surprised that you guys did not like the music. However, I will take it with a grain of salt because, you know, I don't take nothing personal either. So, unless we're having a one-on-one conversation and I feel that way. But outside of that, I don't think anything.
You know what it may have been? The lyrics took away from it, so I couldn't really even focus on the music enough. And that might be an ability that you have that I just can't do. The lyrics took away from it.
Well, see, and the thing is that I didn't like the whole thing when I heard it. When I heard the whole CD, I didn't like it. But then he asked me to pick out the singles from it. And I said, okay, so I did. And then as I listened to it, I was like, I like this stuff. But it was the tracks that really got me. And then
Lights Out, you have, like commanded a lot of our conversation tonight. The music is not that hot. Hey, check us back on Sunday, 9 p.m., CeeLo appreciates you. Cool appreciates you. Yo, we got like 10 seconds. We out of here. Hey.
Go back to the drawing board,
my dude. Lights out.
Or lights out.
Sunday, 9 p.m., everybody.
Peace.
Wow, CeeLo. I'm surprised.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live.